Malta Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin Public Records Portal now available for MT Property Research. Netter Online hosts Gallatin County public records, including property tax and assessor search tools. Real estate professionals in MT can access property tax history and ownership data to support valuations and due diligence. Bookmark this resource for Gallatin County Property Research /publicrecords.netronline.com/statecounty/Gallatin. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Montana Commission Rates, What Realtors Need to Know. The average realtor commission in Montana stands at 5.67%, and understanding how this figure works is increasingly important for professionals in the field. For MT real estate professionals, commission structures directly affect pricing conversations with clients and competitive positioning in local markets. Review the breakdown at fastexpert.com/blog/what-is-the-average-commission-in-Montana/ to ensure your fee discussions align with current MT norms. Malta Real Estate Headlines. New Montana Property Records Search Tool centralizes deeds, liens, and permits data. Montana Property Records Search is a new online platform that lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records statewide. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence by accessing consolidated property data from ownership history to encumbrances in one place rather than querying multiple county offices. Bookmark https://montana.propertychecker.com/ for faster pre-listing research and transaction verification. Malta Real Estate Headlines. MT Property Records on staterecords.org for real estate tax, deed, and map checks. Staterecords.org provides a Montana property records search that gives access to public Montana property tax records, ownership records such as deeds, and property line maps. For Montana real estate professionals, this centralized access helps support faster due diligence, listing prep, and ownership verification. Use the MT Property Records page at the source URL before taking new listings, transactions, or client calls. Malta Real Estate Headlines. Montana commission rates hold steady near national average. 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Montana is 5.71%, nearly matching the national average of 5.70%. Local agents can benchmark their fee structures against verified statewide data when discussing commissions with clients. Review the full survey findings at the source URL to inform your pricing strategy. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.